Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board on this Tuesday, hour one. A lot of things to talk about. Sports related. We'll get to those coming up. Phone calls, always welcome. Operator Tyler standing by. Say good morning to our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. If you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, you can download the app and you can watch for free. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com, enter in the contest to win the Sprinter van that Seton is taking cross country. That's coming up. So
yeah, soon.
Not this weekend. When are you leaving? You're leaving this Sunday.
This time next week, probably be somewhere on my way, like between Pittsburgh and Chicago.
Okay. All right. So this time next week, you'll be in Pittsburgh, maybe South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What day are you leaving?
Monday.
God, I feel like your parent, and I don't even know where my kids are going. Like, where are you going?
Yeah, you know, as we're talking about this, I'm like, dang, I got a lot of laundry to do. I got, like, things I need to be taken care of.
But you can enter into the contest to win the Mercedes Sprinter van.
It's gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
It is gorgeous.
Yes, yes, it is. And you'll be taking it on the road, and yes, we will clean it up. After the trip, when we give it away in Phoenix.
It won't feel nearly as used as it might sound.
Yes, Paulie?
So smells not included.
Yeah.
The road trip smells are not.
Not included.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do our best to get those out.
All right, we'll have a poll question coming up, play of the day, stat of the day, all that coming up. But guess what? Oscar nominations came in.
All right, no, you know what? This is...
What? Oscar nominations came out.
Yes. Highly flawed Oscar nominations.
Okay, no.
We go to the newsroom.
Highly flawed.
Team investigation.
The motto of our news team is...
We don't break news. We sprain it.
Let's go to the newsroom.
Everybody knows these things are a popularity contest.
Wait,
anyway.
We're going to the newsroom with Paulie, not you.
You don't break into a live news report.
Yes, what are you doing?
Have some respect for journalism.
No. Oscar nominations.
Dan, we have a lot of football to get to today, but moments ago, maybe 10 minutes ago, I hear Seton go... Oh, you got to be blanking kidding me.
I know.
The room was dead silent.
I know.
I
don't even know the topic.
Ridiculous.
So I, of course, have been on the campaign for Tom Cruise and Top Gun to be nominated for an Academy Award. And Top Gun, Maverick, nominated for 6 Oscars. Yeah, visual effects, original song by Lady Gaga, editing, sound, adapted screenplay, and best picture. Let's go!
What is this, Saving Private Ryan?
Let's go!
What is Amadeus?
Tom Cruise. Maverick.
It's the Citizen Kane of our time.
Yes. Yes. It's about time Tom Cruise got recognized.
Look, you know what? I'll give editing, sound, hair and makeup, all of that crap. Absolutely.
Wow.
That was
crap.
Not crap. They're all very talented, hardworking
people. Top Gun 2, Godfather 2. Discuss.
Best picture? Get out of here.
Made $1 billion. $1 billion can't be wrong, right? You know, you have Avatar and you have Maverick. Same thing.
Katy Perry's made $1 billion.
Wow.
Okay. Comparison still stands.
Okay. I feel like my opinion's validated. Tom Cruise, Top Gun, deserved to be nominated for an Academy Award. Yes, Paul?
Did you say one of the awards was for best screenplay adaptation? Is that correct?
Yes.
We could have written that screenplay in 9 minutes. We could have written that screenplay.
Well, then maybe you should have.
I think I did.
Well, then maybe you should have.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Paul did.
He did. He said, I don't even know what the movie is, but here is what I think the plot is. And it was pretty much right on.
Not a lot of quirks and left turns in that screenplay.
I
don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Maverick wins again.
Maverick, Top Gun, nominated.
A sequel is going to be up there against like some of these other.
Okay, what else? They're up against what?
Banshees of Inisherin.
Okay, it's a very good movie.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
That could win because it's quirky.
That movie was incredible. And we're going to put that next to basically Top Gun, exactly the same two?
They're incredible for different reasons, Seton. What else?
Top Gun, exactly the same two.
What else?
Avatar, Way of Water. Haven't seen that.
Okay.
All Quiet on the Western Front. Haven't seen it.
Okay.
Elvis. Haven't
no,
seen it.
I know how that turns out.
No. You can't give me Elvis and validate Elvis and disregard Maverick Top or Top Gun Maverick.
I haven't bothered to watch Elvis.
Elvis, no, not good.
Triangle of
He's
Sadness.
Good. He's good as Elvis, but the movie's I didn't think was good at all.
No, okay.
Yeah. Todd did.
Yeah, Fritzy said Elvis is pretty good.
I liked Elvis a lot. I remember coming.
Oh, now we're going to trust what Fritzy likes?
I'm just saying
this is
when
the
I
first
saw it.
Movie he's seen in the, you know.
Without nudity.
20, yeah.
First thing I said to you guys was Elvis. I just saw it over the weekend. You guys got to go see that.
Yeah. Any other movies in there I need to be worried about?
Well, I mean, they basically nominated every movie this year. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, There's 10. 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 10.
Yeah, they can the nominate 10.
Mm. Well, they're really.
But that's why I thought maybe you could sneak in.
The Fablemans, haven't seen that.
And that's Steven Spielberg's.
Tar, haven't seen it.
Tar, Cate Blanchett.
Triangle of Sadness.
That's pretty much our day every day.
Yeah, so Triangle of Sadness.
Yeah, that's us.
And Women Talking. Haven't seen.
Okay.
I've
so,
only seen two
all right,
of those.
That's all. I just wanted to point this out. It was a big deal for a couple of days here on the program.
BS.
I took your slings and arrows, and the Academy has listened to me.
Well, this is, I was very much alone. It was 90% to 10%. People love this movie.
They should. Mm. They should. It's America. That it's heroes. Just... It's everything that we're, all the good things that we are. Fritzy, let's get Tom Cruise.
We
on.
Should.
Yeah. About time that guy got a break.
Yeah. He's probably doing another Mission Impossible movie.
See, this dude gets it. Clearly, it's a down year in cinema.
Okay.
Obviously.
But that's okay. It's okay. I just said no. It deserved. I didn't go, well, varying degrees here. It's just one of the 10 best movies.
Nah.
Okay. All righty. Welcome to the program. Already in progress.
Puss in Boots 2.
Puss in Boots 2 was not good at all.
It's great.
No, Puss in Boots 1, awesome. I just saw Puss in Boots 2.
Yeah, not that good.
Yeah. I saw it on Sunday. 11:15.
Oh, matinee in the morning.
Yes.
All right.
I loved it. My wife goes, no.
Was there a lot of kids there?
Yes. Oh, yes.
That's unfortunate.
It was all the kids and my wife.
That's unfortunate.
And I thought, okay.
You know what? Now I'm really questioning your judgment.
Okay.
Based on that.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
How can Top Gun 2 get nominated, but Top Gun, the first one, was not?
Well, we don't know what they were up against, and you didn't have 10 movies that were nominated back then.
Checking.
Yeah. And maybe, you had Kenny Loggins' music. Maybe that was nominated for an Academy Award back then.
Goose, Best Supporting Actor, what a snub that
it
was.
Could have been. Could have been.
See, this guy gets it. Poll question, first hour. Top Gun Maverick being nominated for Best Picture is a sign that culture is A, dying, decomposing, collapsing, or pitiful. Or E, all of the above.
If we win a sports Emmy, I don't know if people are going, well, it's a down year.
They might.
A lot of them might.
They might.
Are we the Top Gun? Are we the Maverick?
Okay.
Of these shows.
This is a sequel.
And I'm okay with this. If we win, you can say whatever you want. Down year, it wasn't any good TV this year. I'm okay with that.
Same crappy story retold.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
We'll take it. It looks good on the mantle.
All righty. Yes, I keep telling you that. What's the poll question today? Hey, you can go Top Gun. I don't care because I am validated.
Okay, maybe we'll put up two. We'll do a Top Gun Maverick poll question. We do actually have some sports-themed poll questions.
Okay.
Toddlers sent in a bunch of them today.
All right.
One of them is actually fun. Well, maybe some of them.
By the way, this program brought to you by Panini America. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Okay, Seton.
Well, let's see. I'll throw out one of Todd's right now. I'm most concerned about Patrick Mahomes' ankle, Joe Burrow's cockiness, Jalen Hurts' shoulder, or Brock Purdy's inexperience.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I'm not concerned about Joe Burrow's cockiness. Not at all. Like, now you're going to be concerned about his cockiness? Not at all. It's Mahomes' high ankle sprain.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I do think that will, I don't want to say hamper, I think it limits him. Because sometimes you just react in the moment and you're not thinking, oh, let me just run or extend this play. Now he's going to almost have to think those things like, oh, I better stay in the pocket. But Marcellus Wiley will join us coming up next hour, and he thinks that this is going to be a big deal for Mahomes on Sunday against the Bengals. Yeah, Paul.
I'm going to go with Brock Purdy because he had a nice game but not a great game the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And if he cools off, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be cleared to play this week. And I don't think he's going to play, obviously. But as they said, he could be available.
Mm-hmm.
If Brock Purdy had the worst game of his career this weekend and Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy on the sidelines, it could be interesting, the coverage of that.
Oh, you can't put Jimmy Garoppolo in. He hasn't done anything.
No.
No.
But you'd say like...
You're staying with Brock Purdy.
No, not benching.
Ball
but like
to wall.
Just the coverage of it if Brock Purdy...
If they won and he played poorly, then you would have 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, and then maybe you could have a question. But it's Brock Purdy's team. Yes, Seton.
Right. I kind of feel like Patrick Mahomes is experienced enough to overcome his bad ankle. I would worry, too, about Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Big moments.
Okay.
Not a lot of reps.
I like that, that you're going against a really, really good team. The margin of error is smaller than what you had with the Cowboys. But, okay. Yeah, I'd buy into that.
You had a mistake or two cost you the game.
Yeah.
Just a couple bad decisions.
Yep.
Yep.
That's why maybe we should put it up as a poll question.
Yes.
But I don't think Joe Burrow's cockiness. I love it. Because that dude's coming in and he's like, yeah, I've been here before. Let's go.
Well, just trying to get one flaw for each quarterback, I think, is the idea.
Yeah. And then Jalen Hurts, I don't know, you know, the shoulder. I guess that's probably going to be something that he'll have to deal with in the offseason. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up, settle on a poll question. The betting line on the Chiefs and Bengals has fluctuated a little bit in the last couple of days, the last 48 hours, because of Mahomes' injury. I think it went down to 1. It started at 3, then went out to 1, maybe 1.5, and I got the latest lines here. The Bengals opened as a 3-point underdog. The line is now -2 in favor of the Bengals. Were you guys aware of this? That's a 5-point turnaround, according to DraftKings.
Is that a combo of the early bets and the Mahomes question, I guess?
I would say it's all about Mahomes' availability. Plus, your Bengals defense that just went against Josh Allen, a guy who does love to run, and you contained him, now trying to do that to Patrick Mahomes. Yes, Todd?
Could you make the argument, assuming that he's going to be fine, Mahomes, or at least 85% say, that you could make that a push as far as betting for the AFC title game? Would you have a problem with that?
I don't. It's only 2 points. Or, you know, it doesn't matter.
I heard some reports yesterday that had it. It may have changed since like last night, but they had it as even.
You know, they tend to know what they're doing, but I don't. I don't care if it's 2 or 3 or a push. They got to play the game. I mean, it's nice for entertainment purposes, but the game itself, the Bengals don't go, gosh, we're 2-point favorites now. Or the Chiefs might use this. Here's Andy Reid on the Tom Brady, Jim Gray podcast, Let's Go podcast, talking about Mahomes' injury.
These guys are wired different, Jim. I mean, that you can hear it in Tom's voice. They want to rip your heart out every possible way they can, jump on it, squeeze it, and everything else. And that's the way Patrick was at that time. But yeah. I just wanted to make sure that son of a gun wasn't broken, because it was kind of an ugly look right there. But once he got it checked out, he was good to go, and he's doing well now. So he's in a good place.
The updated Super Bowl odds, the Eagles are the favorites right now. They were tied with the Chiefs, but with the Mahomes injury, now it's the Eagles, then the Chiefs, then the Bengals, and the Niners. We'll take a break. We weren't sure what we were reading yesterday. We didn't know if it was real, and then we found out it was real, and then we're curious who would have sent out these tweets about Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. We'll take a break, dive into that right after this Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com, here to help you. You have a business, 5 or more employees, managed to survive COVID. You could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan, it's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. That's where GetRefunds.com comes in. They have a team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program, and they've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And they can help you as well. And they do all the work. There's no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. Answer a few questions and see if you are good to go. The payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. So don't miss out on your chance. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. you know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Yes, if you're just joining us, the breaking news, Maverick, Top Gun, Part 2, is nominated for an Academy Award, Best Picture. And then the guys, of course, have turned on me here. They're trying to dismantle my great moment here with Tom Cruise and Maverick. You want to go back to 1986, the original Top Gun? Was that when it came out?
Yeah, it was released in spring of 86.
Okay, now they didn't nominate 10 movies back then.
Correct. So Best Picture was 5 movies all released in 86.
Okay.
Are any of these should Top Gun be in over any of these movies? A Room with a View.
I watched it. You know, it's one of those that appeals to, you know, your wife.
There's no jet fighters crashing
there's
in
no,
the movie.
No, there's not. Just a love story.
The Mission. Don't know it. The Mission.
Well, Top Gun's already better than that.
Hannah and Her Sisters.
I liked it. Woody Allen, I thought it was clever.
Sounds lovely.
Yes.
Children of a Lesser God. Is that William Hurt?
I think so, yes.
All right. That was a very popular movie at the time.
Yeah, seems
and
very
the winner
serious.
Was Platoon.
Yeah.
That was a heavy hitter movie.
Yes, it was.
Now, guess what the highest was? Would you put Top Gun, the original, the OG,
yeah,
in over any of those?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple in there. I mean, The Mission?
There are no deaths from 12,000 feet in Hannah and Her Sisters.
No, no. But you die laughing. Oh, okay. Blue.
Highest grossing films of 1986 worldwide. Top Gun by far.
Yeah.
$176 million.
Yeah, ball game.
Then Crocodile Dundee.
It should have been nominated.
Karate Kid 2.
It shouldn't have been nominated.
That's a
Was the original Karate Kid nominated?
Oh, I got to check.
Oh, Daniel's son.
I don't think so, but
Mr. Miyagi, was he nominated?
Pat Morita, I think, was Best Supporting Actor nominee.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to School made $100 million.
That's a sneaky great movie. Yeah, right, Marv?
It's better than Caddyshack.
Yes, Seton.
Calm down.
So did you guys mention the movie that won Best Picture that year?
Yeah, Platoon.
Platoon? You're going to put Platoon? You're going to take Top Gun over Platoon?
No. To be nominated. Like, you could keep Platoon in there and some of the other movies. You could replace The Mission.
Oh, we're replacing it with Hannah and Her Sisters.
Yeah, you could put in Top Gun in one of those.
There's no Hannah and Her Sisters, too. I checked.
No, there wasn't.
Aliens made $85 million. That's also a sequel.
Okay.
Great flick.
Yeah.
And Ferris Bueller's Day Off made $70
million. And I thought that was a very clever movie. But not Academy Award nominated.
Here's a movie that was considered very good at the time, was not nominated. Stand By Me.
Yep.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Yep.
Color of Money.
That was great.
Peggy Sue Got Married.
That was not great.
Ooh.
No.
Careful.
No. Nicolas Cage ruined that movie. But he wanted, and, you know, Kathleen Turner said, will you stop with the accent? I don't think she wanted him to have that goofy accent, and he was committed to that accent. Ruined the movie.
Pretty in Pink, Rocky IV, About Last Night, very good movie.
Yeah, it's good.
And that's about it.
Okay. Back to you. If they had 10 movies nominated back then Top Gun was probably going to get nominated. Your microphone's on, Steve.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Doug Peterson, the Jags head coach, will join us. A few things to talk to him about after they lost to Kansas City. His thoughts on that high ankle sprain with Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid says Patrick Mahomes is going to play. There's no news there, in my opinion. But it's curious. It's interesting to look at the betting aspect of this, because Kansas City starting out as a 3-point favorite. Now, in some places, Cincinnati is the favorite. And it has to do with this high ankle sprain. And the way the Bengals have played as well. Got to factor that in as well. The Cowboys lost to San Francisco, as we know. And I'm not on Twitter, but the guys will let me know if there's something I need to see on Twitter. And, you know, so I Seton sent this yesterday afternoon, and it read, Dak Prescott gave away the ball twice in the narrow loss to the 49ers in a matchup the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't again generate self-inflicted wounds. And I thought, okay, that could be Shea and Irving and, you know, a Dallas fan. It could be a website, Fox Sports. It could be a variety of places. And then I go, wait, it says Dallas Cowboys. This is their Twitter. And I went, who approved that? I mean, you got somebody who is typing that up, and then I'm wondering, does Jerry Jones, does he have Twitter? Here's another one. Mike McCarthy took to the podium following the loss to the 49ers to give his take on a season that had the opportunity to be special, but instead ended up being anything but. This is the Cowboys' Twitter site. Then, plays that might get forgotten include Tony Pollard's game-changing injury and a dropped interception by Trayvon Diggs. Wow. Okay.
What are you doing?
I love it. That's the honest, you know, Cowboys website there. But I think instead of being like, you know, these websites, it feels like, hey, you know, tough loss, but we'll get them again next year.
Right.
Go team. This is, somebody's being honest here. This is full transparency here. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, most of these social media sites like, you know, tough loss for the boys this weekend, but we'll get them in 2023. And they're like, what? They got, it was a colossal. So the article was written by Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com staff writer. The headline, who knows who wrote that? It could have been one of the social media people. But it's like, it's still up there. People saw it yesterday. It's 24 hours ago and said, wow, that's a really honest headline by the social media people of the Cowboys. But it eventually quickly would have got up the food chain and nobody took it down.
Well, that's what was surprising. If you send it out, at what point does it come back? And then you go, who put this up? I mean, that's not fair to Dak. Not to your own team's website. Can't do that to him.
Honest opinion is?
No, the reason why it shouldn't stay up is because it's completely honest. This is the Cowboys, Twitter site.
Right.
If it was the Commanders who wrote something like this or the Niners, okay, but this is the Cowboys. Yes, Eden.
Well, that, like, my main problem with it, aside from like zero sense of loyalty whatsoever to the guy, is that he got up after the game and was like 100% on me, my bad. I need to play better. I need to do this. And took all of the heat for himself. And then some turd on Twitter that runs their account is like, yeah, that's right, Dak. Let me double down on it. Just from an organizational standpoint, we agree. This is all your fault.
Does anybody side with the Cowboys website here, Paulie?
Yeah, I think it was pretty objectively spot on of how the game played out. I don't think they pushed it. I think we're so conditioned to people covering up the truth and putting icing on the cake and not showing us the cake.
But,
and these social media sites are very good about not telling you what's going on with their actual team.
But who could watch that game and not come away with Dak gave the ball away twice in the narrow loss to the Niners, again, generate self-inflicted wounds? Okay, we saw it. They did it. But I don't need the Cowboys to remind the Cowboys players.
Right. But it's a fan feed. It's a feed for the fans. I guess it's refreshingly objective, you know, when you're used to a bunch of BS and cover.
Well, stories. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I can understand. I'm more surprised that some executive didn't chew out some kid and say, take that down.
Yes, Todd.
That's the beat writer or columnist's job, is to write something like that. And then it makes perfect sense. But if you work for some mattress company or whatever, and your sales was down, and then the mattress Twitter calls you out personally, like, everyone else is selling mattresses except for Bob. I don't know what Bob's doing. Come on, Bob. We're probably going to have to fire you. Embarrassing. Yeah.
No quarterly bonuses this year because Bob didn't hit his proper metrics. Whatever the hell.
Bob's mattress, not objective.
I have a problem with this. Dak owned it. And then all of a sudden, just like, be a little more supportive in it.
It is interesting because the writer, the young man, I don't know, Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com, he may be consider himself just a pure journalist whose job is to cover it and not carry water for the team who keeps disappointing.
Wait, they have journalists on Twitter?
He works for the Cowboys.com staff.
The road to WrestleMania begins at Royal Rumble. 30 men, 30 women compete for championship matches at WrestleMania. Watch Royal Rumble this Saturday live at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, and you can watch it on Peacock.
It'll be fun when the Cowboys Twitter journalist starts breaking news on, you know, this guy's suspended for various reasons or whatever.
But
these are journalists now.
This was not by the PR staff. This was by... You would think someone who's paid to cover the
but
team.
But an employee of the Cowboys tweeted this.
Well, I guess it would be like Rich Eisen critiquing the NFL in a tweet, and he's employed by the NFL. You know, they can jab their team here and there, or jab their when it's obvious. It's almost worse if they don't.
Well, there are people who work for the NFL who don't critique the NFL.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're, you know.
That, you know.
And I would disagree too that Twitter is 100% business PR. There's no other reason for it. When you're an organization like that,
yeah.
it's purely PR.
Yes. That's what was kind of shocking with this. I understand what they're doing. It gave me content on today's show, but it's wrong. It's wrong to do that to Dak Prescott. If Dak Prescott said, "Hey, if he pulled what happened with the Jets, hey, this isn't on me." You know, Zach Wilson and the Jets then, imagine if the Twitter goes, hey, you know, Zach Wilson, another dumb mistake and then another dumb comment after the game. You know, you can't do that. Even though you could feel it or we can understand it or we would agree with that, you can't do that to Dak Prescott. Yes, Todd.
And even if Dak didn't take responsibility and pulled the Zach Wilson, it's still not the job of the Dallas Cowboys Twitter feed to say, wow, Dak doesn't take any responsibility. He thinks he was fine.
I don't think that's what they said. I think you're adding to what they said. The quote is, Dak Prescott gave the ball away twice in a narrow loss to the Niners. Factually true. In a matchup, the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't, again, generate self-inflicting wounds. That's as simple and down the middle as it gets. There's a picture of Dak Prescott, but it was his.
But what is the purpose of this?
I would say in this specific one, it's DallasCowboys.com's in-house writer writing a objective piece about how the season ended.
But we know how it ended.
Yeah.
I just don't know the purpose of it.
In case the purpose is, in case you're thinking about blaming Mike McCarthy, don't. It's Dak's fault.
Well, they have articles on McCarthy, too.
Don't blame him.
Yeah.
But that belongs in a blog, not in the Dallas Cowboys Twitter feed. I was shocked by that.
Does Jerry Jones know about this?
Like,
at what point does Jerry find out about this and go, what, leave it up? It's okay? The fact that it's still up there is what was surprising.
This is exactly why it's still up there.
Because we're talking about the Cowboys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, this is good for business? It's not good for Dak.
No,
it isn't. It's not good for Mike McCarthy. Jerry's stuck with Dak Prescott.
Maybe when they make the 30 for 30, Dak will say, you know, the tweet is really why I left.
We got new shirts up on the website. We got a couple of Bengal-related T-shirts up there. And I think it's buy one, get 50% off down to the final four teams. And the sale ends Sunday night. No code required. Discount applied at checkout. Right. Anything else that needs to be mentioned here?
Maverick is still nominated.
Thank you. They didn't take that down.
They haven't overturned it yet.
They didn't take that down yet?
No. We're going to go to the union on
it. All right. Scott in Iowa joins us. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Great, Scott.
I got a movie here that Tom Cruise was so bad, they don't even give him a speaking part.
Okay.
1983. The Outsiders. He was the eighth best actor.
Okay. I think he had a couple of lines in there.
Yeah, he had a bunch of lines in the movie. Ended up having the most successful career of anyone in the movie.
And of the other actors, they were more successful at a younger age. That's the reason why. Yes, Bon.
Tom Cruise is really, his first role was a movie called Taps.
Yeah.
And he was kind of the crazy cadet and it kind of loses it.
But, he's a beautiful man.
Yeah. But he was a nobody before that.
Was Sean Penn?
Sean Penn is it?
In there?
And Timothy Hutton was the big star.
Yeah. That was a crazy movie.
Yeah.
Good flick.
I remember staying home from school a bunch and watching that.
Yeah. Go back and look at all of the actors who were in The Outsiders. And, you know, they were stars early in their lives, their careers. that Tom Cruise is the one that's still kicking.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze, C. Thomas Howell, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
And they were more famous, way more famous than Cruise at the time.
Yes.
Let's do it for Johnny.
Thank you, Tom.
Matt Dillon.
Oh, yeah. Matt Dillon was a big, big star.
Great career.
He had a run there. All you got to do is watch The Flamingo Kid.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Great flick.
Yes. Yes. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, last year, roughly around this time, I called up and made a bet that Marcus Mariota would be starting on day one, and I won that bet. So I want to go 2 years in a row. And my prediction, and what, for you or any of the boys who want to take this up, is I'm predicting Cooper Rush will be a starting quarterback on day one. What do you think? Who wants that bet?
Will he be the Cowboys' starting quarterback?
No, it'll be another team. I'm saying, why not the Jets? Who'd you rather have, Wilson or Cooper Rush?
I would say Rush, but I don't really want either one. But if I had to take one, but thank you, Doug. Josh Duhamel, the actor, will not let this go. He's texting me last night, and he said, hey, Cooper Rush, better than Dak. If Cooper Rush played, the Cowboys would have won. That's the quote. And I go, how do we know? I don't know that. And he goes, you believe that Dak Prescott is better than Cooper Rush? And I said, I do. I think he has more talent. He might not know what he can and can't do like Cooper Rush does. I think Cooper Rush knows his limitations. Dak Prescott may not know his limitations. Yes, Marv.
You're right about that, but breaking news.
What?
National anthem.
Oh,
Chris Stapleton.
Oh, I love that.
I guess we're not going to play the Guess Who's Singing the National Anthem.
What are you doing? Game. Don't you know how to tease something? You worked at ESPN.
Yeah, I ran the board, though, and I run the board here.
Yeah. Well.
I'm going to go with Chris Stapleton as my guess.
No, it won't be Chris Stapleton. Thanks, Mara.
I might feel bad later, but not right now.
Now you're fitting in.
Yeah. Chris Stapleton, that's a great choice. I got no complaints with that. All right, let me take a break. Play of the day is coming up next. So I mentioned Doug Peterson, Jags head coach, will join. Bill Walton will join us. How do you think it's going to sound, Seton, when Bill joins
us? Hey, Dan Patrick has invited me once again, rising like a phoenix from the ashes of where I had once previously known life to be existing.
Are you comfortable doing your impersonation of Bill Walton?
I would love nothing more, Dan, than to share a moment with a great human.
If I had Fritzy do his Shannon Sharp to Shannon Sharp, then you should be able to do
that. A touch of gray here, gently nuzzling my hair.
Take a break here. Play of the day coming up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play is called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Play of the day.
Check this out.
6:20 to go. Here's a three. It's good. Out on the right side of the floor. Kevin Huerter knocking down his first shot in his sixth attempt of the game. Rebound corralled by Sabonis. And he dialed out a triple-double with a two-hand flush on a drive to the basket thanks to Malik Monk.
That's courtesy of the Kings Radio Network. Sabonis finished with 14, 11, and 10, sixth triple-double this season. That matches the most triple-doubles by a Sacramento King. Actually, you go back to, they used to be the Royals, because Norm Van Leer, 1970, 1971, so the Cincinnati Royals, Kansas City, Omaha Kings, Sacramento Kings. That's your play of the day. Brought to you by Simply Safe. Property crimes like burglaries and package thefts spike over the winter. That's why now is the best time to secure your home with Simply Safe. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with your order. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Update the poll results if you can, Seton, from the first 47 minutes of the program.
Dan, is Top Gun Maverick worthy of a Best Picture nomination? Your options were hell yeah or hell nah. we're going with right now hell yeah, 65% of the vote.
Okay.
Those people are all
wrong. All right.
We have another one, though. I'm most concerned about Patrick Mahomes' ankle, Joe Burrow's cockiness, Jalen Hurts' shoulder, or Brock Purdy's inexperience. Right now, Patrick Mahomes' ankle, 68% of the vote. Dang.
Yeah.
And by the way, nobody's concerned about Jalen Hurts' shoulder or Joe Burrow's cockiness.
Okay. Well, I would say it would be Mahomes than it would be Brock Purdy.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's 68% of the vote, and then another 20-something for Brock Purdy.
Tom Brady on his podcast last night was asked about what's he going to do, what's his next move, you know. And Jim Gray, good friends with Tom, known him for years now, and here's the question from Jim and Tom Brady's response.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question scratchy. That everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
That's Jim's nickname. Scratchy. Jack Nicholson gave him that nickname. And that's what Tom's alluding to.
Furious there. Tom Brady explodes yes. on journalists.
Well, first of
in
all,
an expletive-laced tirade.
Jim Gray is one of his best friends. So it's not like, you know, Tom's shocked at this. It's not like Rick Stroud is asking this with the local Tampa Bay market. And I'm going to guess prior to the start of this, Jim probably gives Tom a heads up. Hey, I got to ask you it. I don't know what you're going to say, but I got to ask you the question. And I'm surprised that Brady reacted that way. And yeah, we want to know. You got teammates in Tampa saying they don't think you're coming back. Legitimate question, fair question. Play it again.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm taking it a day at a time.
Okay. So you got to know that question's coming. And Jim has to ask the question. Tom may know, you know, there are times when I've gone into interviews and right before we get ready to interview somebody, somebody will go, hey, he's not going to talk about that. And I'll go, I'm going to ask the question. It's up to him if he's going to answer it. But this isn't one of those. You know, Tom and Jim are friends, business partners, and I'm surprised that Tom reacted that way. Yeah, Paul.
Was Tom really mad, or was that kind of a screw you laughing mad? Like where he wasn't actually mad, but when you hear the swear words, you think he's upset. I can't tell if he's actually mad.
Yes, Eden.
That was Tom in a friendly venue. Acting mad so that now he can, for the next however many weeks or months, say, guys, I already addressed this. Guys, I already addressed this on my podcast, okay? I'm not answering this question anymore. I already addressed it.
And then I would say, well, Tom, you didn't answer anything. You didn't tell us anything.
That's all that was the trapdoor to get out of that conversation.
I would say, Tom, what is the time frame? When do you feel like you have to make a decision?
Look, guys, it's okay, look. All right, I got a lot on my,
I still got to ask you the question.
Guys, okay.
Tom, you may not know where you're going, but when do you have to make your decision? To be fair to the Buccaneers or the team you're going to, or both? Like, you got to ask the question. No problem with Jim asking that question. You know, unless that's Tom having fun with the question in sort of a, hey, you know me, and I'm going to give you grief. Even though I really don't mean it. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danettes. Just a couple of things. Real quick, you were talking about triple doubles. Just a shout out to Caitlin Clark. Not only did her Hawkeyes give Ohio State their first loss last night, but she's the first Division I player in over 23 years to have a 25-point triple double against an AP-ranked team. So just more women's college basketball love. But my question is this. Can Andy Reid become maybe the second best coach of all time that we look at in the NFL if he gets to the Super Bowl again? Because he's had a lot of change in his career. He's done it with multiple teams, the only coach to have 10 playoff wins with two teams, and a lot of change in his offenses and his players throughout the years. He hasn't had just one strict team like Chuck Knoll or Bill Belichick. So just kind of wanted to see where
I mean, he's not going to be anywhere near Bill Belichick. But he's in the conversation. You know, he's just in the same era with him. That makes it tougher. Because when you go, greatest coach of all time, where's Andy Reid fit in there? Well, not close to Bill Belichick. But is he one of the great coaches of all time? Yes, he is. Hall of Famer? Absolutely. Sure. No problem with that. Bob in Ohio. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thank you very much for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin, I have to say I'm a little disappointed in you this morning for the first time ever. You cannot say that Back to School is a better movie than Caddyshack. From pure star power to quotability throughout life. I have never heard anyone walk down the street or on a golf course say triple lending. You know, so, and don't get me wrong, you have an underrated performance from Robert Downey Jr. in Back to School. Even Burt Young steals the show in some of those scenes. It's a classic comedy. But to say that it's better than Caddyshack, it's a little bit of blasphemy in my mind.
But Bob, Marvin is younger than us. He grew up in a different time. I mean, I don't agree with Marvin. And Marvin's hasn't had a good first hour of this show. I mean, he totally screwed up who's going to sing the anthem at the Super Bowl. Paulie?
I don't know if I'm more mad about the Caddyshack thing or the Chris Stapleton thing.
I know. I'm sorry. All right.
Well, it's Marvin's opinion about Caddyshack, but his opinion is factually wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine if you like that Back to School. It's fine. You're wrong, but it's fine. Okay?
Stand on the hill.
How do you?
Oh, I'm going to die on that.
Oh, you're going to die on the hill.
Oh, that's easy. Not even close.
Well, you're going to die by yourself on the hill.
Fine with me.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Top Gun Maverick?
Ooh.
Not even close to seeing it.
You're not going
to
go see it?
No, for what?
Did you see the first one?
Did not.
Yeah, good for you.
What?
Maybe Marvin's onto something.
What? Doug Peterson, Jags head coach, will join us. Marcellus Wiley and the great Bill Walton will stop by as well. Busy 2 hours coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming! And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.